Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the People Processes Podcast, where we dive deep into the tools, laws, and yes, processes that you need to know in order to scale and grow your organization. On this podcast, we help you structure your business processes to make your people your organization's greatest competitive advantage. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and pretty much any podcatcher of your choice. You can also subscribe at peopleprocesses.com, which will give you exclusive subscriber-only content. Here is your host, Rami Alagil, author and CEO of People Processes.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the People Processes Podcast. I'm your host, Rami Alagil, and today we're diving into a new California requirement for basically all employers in California. Starting July 1, 2024, California employers across all industries must have a written Workplace Violence Prevention Plan, WVPP, in place. That's a big deal. It's a lot, and we're going to go through it. Why does this matter to you if you're not in California? Well, as California goes, the rest of the world goes eventually, right? Maybe some of the red states won't ever do this, but most of the country will. And more importantly, most insurers will start requiring this. If California requires that you have a workplace violence prevention plan, then you're going to get a question on all of your workers' comp and all of your employer liabilities insurance policies. Do you have one of these in place? Provide a copy. And suddenly it's going to be a major reason why your rates are going to go up. So pretty much everybody in the country is going to have to do this, I think. And for now, anyone in California has got to have it done by the end of second quarter of 2024. This is all part of SB 553. It's a new law in California. It also includes this requirement of a written plan, mandatory employee training, initial and periodic workplace violence hazard inspections, and maintenance of a violent incident log. Okay? So kind of like OSHA, but now you got to do workplace violence as a separate thing. You got to have a log, you got to have a periodic inspection plan, mandatory employee training, and a written plan. March 18th, 2024, just a couple weeks ago from when I'm recording this, California's Division of Occupational Safety and Health, that's Cal OSHA, the agency responsible for enforcing the new law, announced the creation of its Workplace Violence Prevention Guidance and Resources webpage, which we'll have linked below. The webpage contains guidance and educational materials on the new law and workplace violence prevention, and most importantly, a model workplace violence prevention program. Ever since this law was passed, we've been wondering, what exactly do they mean by this, right? Like, can we get a go by? Because that's a lot of information. And they've now provided that model on there, along with some fact sheets and other resources. All right, so let's talk about the impact of that guidance. When Cal OSHA publishes guidance, they including model plans to assist employers with compliance on safety regulations, et cetera, you're not required to use the model plan. As an employer, you just have to comply with the law. But the model plans can serve as a fillable template and provide that basic framework for various required procedures and policies. That said, the plans are usually written in a way to make them broadly applicable to all employers, which means they have a lot in there. Moreover, because they are written with both employee safety as the ultimate focus, some provisions in there go above and beyond what the regulations require at a minimum. That's okay too. The newly created Workplace Violence Prevention Guidance and Resources webpage, linked below, contains various types of guidance and educational materials on the new law. The FAQ section is still coming soon as of the recording of this on March 31st, so we still have lots of frequently asked questions that are not answered. But this has to be in effect by July 1, okay? The model WVPP is 19 pages long. It includes a brief overview of the new law, directions on drafting the plan, the WVPP itself, which includes definitions for key terms, various sections covering the requirements of the new law, and a violent incident log form. That's good. And they also published two fact sheets, one for employers and one for employees. The employer fact sheet is like a three-page document, provides an overview of the requirements. And it also lists the various items that employers must include in their WVP. WVPP. Information that employers must include in their violence log incidents, the training topics they have to cover, additional employer responsibilities, and lists of the regulations. They created a website that contains the same information. The fact sheet for employees explains what constitutes workplace violence and identifies the four types of workplace violence laid out by the model notice. It also identifies training that employers must provide, explains how employees can help prevent workplace violence, and identifies what rights an employee has under the law and who they should contact if you, the employer, don't comply. Here's the issue. This model plan you can start with. You don't really have to add much. However, Section 6401.9 requires employers to develop and implement various procedures to respond to and to investigate workplace violence. That includes acts, threats, concerns, emergencies, and incidents. The type of response and risk of potential exposure to workplace violence will, of course, vary by workplace, location, industry. So the model WVPP contains suggestions and examples for employers to consider as they assess those potential risks in the workplace. It includes a lengthy list of hazards, example, whether an employee has cash on hand, whether employees are exposed to hostile situation, and potential corrective actions, installations of surveillance systems, controlling access by non-employees. They note in there that the use of the model WVPP by itself does not ensure compliance with Section 6401.9, and that employers are still liable for any violations of that section, regardless of their use of the model or not. In other words, the model is merely a starting point for employers to build upon, and employers must identify, add, and implement sufficient procedures themselves. Now, what I would recommend, a couple of key items here. All employers are required to comply with this, but there are a few kind of safe harbor provisions. Employers with fewer than 10 employees, right, still have to do the safety training, right? They still have to do the incident logs, but they can substantially comply with the documentation provision by maintaining a log of instructions provided to the employee with respect to the hazards unique to the job's assignment when first hired or assigned new duties. So it's no longer kind of a annual thing. It's like you just got to tell them when you hire them the key dangers. And for employers with fewer than 20, who are industries that are not on a designated list of high hazard industries, which you can find on the Department of Industrial Relations website, and who have workers' compensation experience modifiers of 1.1 or less. You got to ask your broker about that. And you have fewer than 20 employees. The written documentation can be limited to the scheduled periodic inspections to identify unsafe work conditions and the training and instructions, which you provided verbally. So basically, if you got fewer than 20, the written plan, you just have to write down when you did training, who was in the training, what was in the training a little bit. But you don't have to have a written plan on all the different pieces. So that's a key kind of exemption there. Yeah, more than 20, then you got to do this whole plan and you got to train it and you got to do your logs. Even sub 20, you got to do your logs and have a plan for this that you at least verbally communicate. So there's a lot to this. What I would think about is when you take that model WVPP, ask employers, it asks them to describe procedures involving how employees specifically can report concerns or incidents, how they will be trained, how employee compliance will be ensured, how investigative findings will be delivered to employees, how anything related to workplace violence will be communicated to the employees, how employees will be rewarded for contributing to make the workplace more secure. Those are in the model. And if you're in a relatively low-risk environment that doesn't have a lot of hazards, again, read the model, you can probably stick with what's in there. If you're in a higher risk organization, a larger organization, an organization with very high turnover, organization in healthcare where you're working with crazy patients, retail where you're working with cash and the public, in those cases, you probably need to contact an attorney and have them help you draft this up. It's going to take a lot of back and forth. Of course, you can use the model notice and work with your HR vendors if you have any kind of standardized concerns that we could work together. The effective procedures to obtain the active involvement of employees and who the representatives are, who's going to develop the plan, who's going to identify and correct workplace violence hazards, all that has to be laid out in writing for most employers. Not going to be something where you could just download something off the internet and rock with it. You're going to have to spend a little bit of time with someone who knows what they're doing to write all this down. Okay? Final takeaway. California employers still have a few months before this law becomes effective, but you should be drafting your WVPP soon if you've not done so already. You need to probably work with an attorney or a very good HR company like People Processes, who will probably want you to work with an attorney too, because these things are new and there's a lot of gray area. So we're going to have to kind of figure out what to do it right. For now, the website linked down below has a sample model notice that you could use to start. If you're a small employer, go on there, get to work, ask if you have any questions down in the comments. Employers with any questions or concerns about the compliance should consult with experienced employment law counsel. I cannot stress that enough. As I said before, you're not in California, me either. But as California goes, so does the rest of the country, especially when it comes to insurance and liability. If California requires one of these to be in place, well, maybe Kentucky won't, but Kentucky insurers are going to wonder why you won't write down what to do in a place in a workplace emergency that they're going to be liable for if you screw it up. So it's probably something we're all going to have to deal with across the country. Hope this video was helpful for you, gave you some good information. Again, my name is Rami. I'm the CEO of People Processes. We help businesses all across the United States with HR. We're their HR departments from recruiting through retirement. Check us out at peopleprocesses.com. Let me know if you'd ever have any questions for me. I'd love to help. You can write down below. I've answered every comment on this channel since it started. So if you need anything at all, let me know. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done. I'll see you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at People Processes. Go to peopleprocesses.com, subscribe, and get some of our subscriber-only content. And if you got something out of this, make sure you share it with anyone you know. Thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.